This topic, this is more of a new one for me to deal with. I have been thinking about this, working on it. I wrote an article on it, but I don't know that I've heard much in the area of biblical counseling and teaching on it. Usually what I hear is seminars and things that are being done in other places that get to be the bizarre type of, they're obsessed with demons and demons everywhere and casting out demons out of believers, so they say. And so, like oftentimes in church history, you know, you just tend to react. And you almost get to the place where you almost are living as if there is no spiritual enemy. And we have to be really careful of that, of the knee-jerk reactions. So I want to talk about not just spiritual warfare, but in the home, in the family. And what can we do as God's children and deal with this where we don't go from one ditch of denial of the whole thing to the other ditch of being obsessed with it. So I pray and I invite your feedback, not all at once at the end, but of just how to be biblically balanced in this. So let me open in prayer. Father, we do come before you. You are our God, and there is only one true God. And even though Satan is called the God of this world, he is a created being. And so, Lord, we thank you that in Christ, in the death of Christ, his power has been broken, and we have victory. Lord, I pray we would not live in paralyzing fear, but that we truly would be sober-minded, that the Christian life is warfare. And Lord, teach us through your word and the principles in it that we might humbly walk before you, confidently walking with you, and always aware that we do have an enemy who appeals to our flesh constantly. So Lord, bless this time, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I've often thought as I've been watching the news over the past several months, year, and they take you over to Baghdad, and how life would be different if tomorrow morning we woke up in Baghdad. Not here in Lafayette, but in Baghdad. How would your life be different? You know, you wake up, you hear gunfire. There are safe zones. There are people who are walking bombs. People carrying weapons around with them everywhere that you look. I'm in a war zone. Spiritually, that's how we're supposed to wake up. Spiritually, we're to wake up like that. We are in a war. But we're in America. We're in the Midwest. We don't think war. Even when we were hit with terrorism, I mean, it was in New York. It's hard to think that way unless you're living in that kind of environment, right? I mean, we just don't think that way, and we grow lax as believers. A few years ago at a conference, there was a man, he was a soldier, who was he was home on leave, special forces. He was in the out there looking in Afghanistan for a certain individual. I mean, you've got mines, booby traps, caves, snipers, right? He's home, has a little short leave of absence. He wanted to take in a conference, so he runs across the road to go from his hotel to get something to eat, and a car hits him. Now, he's no longer in Special Forces. It just pretty much shattered his hip, and he's out of that arena. And you're thinking, he crossed the road and got hit by a car. What happened there? I'm sure over in Afghanistan, he was on red alert. You are looking everywhere, cautious of snipers, booby traps. But when you're home, and I don't know all of the details, but you know, it's not like that just appears out of nowhere. You can grow lax. I don't know all of the details, but what an illustration of what it's like as a believer, where we can grow lax. We just think, and I'll tell you where that happens. We come home. We go out, the workplace, you go church ministry, you're doing things, and you're kind of, boy, you know, Lord, help me. I'm aware of, you know, various things going on. As soon as you come home, back to your home or apartment, and maybe the garage door goes up and you drive in, you think the enemy's out there. You think most of the battle was going on out there. And that somehow the enemy can't get in. He can't come in your door. And there's this mindset. And as my wife and I were talking about this, we spent hours and hours thinking through this whole area of not going to the obsessed with it and not going to the denial with it, but just thinking biblically about it. I'm going to share some of these principles, and I pray it's an encouragement to you, but also it sobers us up. That if there's a way you can even use your creative imagination, that think of yourselves always in spiritual fatigues. You know, it's just war. It's just, we're always in war. Now, we're going to go here, first of all, we're going to look at, refer to some of these passages. There is a battle, there is spiritual warfare, and I want to just read, Dr. MacArthur has a statement here on what is spiritual warfare. Now, you don't have this, but I just want to read this from his book on how to meet the enemy. He says, what is spiritual warfare? It's a war of universal proportions, pitting God and his truth against Satan and his lies. It's a battle of wills between God and Satan. It is a cosmic conflict that involves God and the highest creature he ever made, and it filters down to every human being. Satan and his army of demons are fighting Christ, his holy angels, you find that in Daniel, the nation of Israel, and believers. He says the battle lines are clearly drawn. And I think of the home. The home is made up of individual souls and lives that play an integral role in each other's lives, the church, and our society. And it isn't any wonder that Satan targets the home. And many passages that talk about Satan showing up involve the home or marriage. He shows up in person in the scriptures. Watch out for this, the devil, involving interpersonal relationship issues and communication and intimacy with marriage and the home. There's targets on you as a believer. There's contracts taken out on you. Yeah, I mean, this is what we're dealing with, and sometimes we just never enters our mind. Genesis 3, we see the fall. And going after, Satan goes after the Lord's creation, Adam and Eve. We see Romans 8 about mortifying the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit. With James, you have the flesh going on there. And there's nowhere in Scripture that I've found where Satan has access to your mind. I can't find it. I can't find where demons or Satan can read your mind. Or deal with your thoughts. and it, you know, you get in, and there's some things, I'm just going to be frank with you, I don't know. I don't understand.